Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tristan Jarry is going to play goal, and I'd rather not discuss the discussion that the coach has had. His practice habits has drastically improved. You know, I think it's just the maturity. It's just part of the maturation process. He's much more mature in his daily approach every day. His work habits and practice have been terrific all year, consistent. And I think that transfers. I think that those types of habits transfer to a game environment. Tristan deserves a lot of credit for how hard he's worked on his game and where he's at today. He's a real good goalie.
And now he gets a chance to show it 2 hours from now. Brink of elimination for the Penguins, and here to talk about it, Chris Mueller. Craig Riley pushing more right buttons than Mike Sullivan to this point. And yours truly, Andrew Filippone, presented by Chafin Luhana. Injury law firm doing good by doing right. Chris, it's the right decision. It wasn't one I necessarily expected the Penguins to make, because I feel like not only Mike Sullivan, but Jim Rutherford too, have been too married to Matt Murray throughout all of this. And that's why I did not have utmost confidence that they would make the only decision, really, if they wanted to give themselves the best chance of coming back and winning this series.
I was in the same boat as far as their devotion to Murray. I don't think Murray specifically is the reason they are down 2-1 in this series and on the brink. But this isn't really about whether or not he's the primary reason. I think changing the goaltenders was a matter of a couple of different things here. Better goaltender, at least in season stats, is now going to play. The team clearly needed a shot in the arm and a message to be sent. And Mike Sullivan has done this before. After they lost, I think Bob Grove had the tweet, Pony, and correct me if I'm wrong, the last time this team lost a 2-goal lead in a playoff game was Game 5 against Tampa in 2016. Game 6, I believe Mike Sullivan came back with a different goaltender. Am I correct?
Yeah, he went with Murray. Yep.
Right. So there is precedent for Mike Sullivan doing this. I think this is maybe the big reason beyond just the goalies themselves or save percentages why this is a good move. We don't know. You and I don't know yet, because it's going to be a game-time decision if anything happens, whether or not Jack Johnson, Justin Schultz, one or both of those guys is still going to play. Mm-hmm. What is inarguable about Tristan Jarry is that he's a much better puck handler and a more confident puck handler than Matt Murray.
Yeah.
That functions like an extra defenseman. Mm-hmm. If your third pair is going to be in there and be terrible, you've got a third defenseman out there in a sense, with a goalie that's confident about playing the puck and getting it out of danger before his defensemen can get themselves into trouble. So I think that has to factor in as well. It also makes me a little bit nervous, not going to lie, that they're just going to roll Johnson and Schultz out there and say, "Go get them, boys! Try not to be the two worst players on the ice in Game 4.
Well, we don't know that yet. Sullivan gave many of us who don't want to see either one of those guys hope with the way he answered a question yesterday about his third pair. If, regardless of whether it's Schultz, Johnson, one of those guys put with Ruedel and or Ricola, I would go to the Nashville when the Penguins played the Predators in the Stanley Cup Final in 17. Nashville pretty much only played two pair and didn't do much with their third. And if you go look back, you see that their top four played like almost half the game, like 20. They averaged the four of them like 28 minutes each, something absurd like that.
Yep.
I would do that.
Yep.
I would have Marino, Pettersson, Letang, and Dumoulin play almost the entirety of the game, allow for maybe the third pairing to get mixed in early. And then from there, I would ride your top two the rest of the way, because you can't trust your third pair. period.
That's what made, I thought, the third period of Game 3 so embarrassing, especially the latter stages. I thought Josh Yoey did a good job of driving this home in pretty strong language for The Athletic. Why was Jack Johnson, why was Justin Schultz, why were both of those guys out there with the Penguins? Seriously.
I know.
It was insane. They're trailing 4-3, and they're rolling lines and rolling defense pairings out there?
Yeah,
that should be all hands on deck panic mode at that point, where you are putting only your best out there.
Yeah, that's like when you put Sid with Malkin and try to put like a super line
out
there.
You goose everything you've got to try to tie the game, and then you probably continue to goose everything you've got. And they, you know what they acted like? They acted like that was game one of a series that was going to go 9 games. Like, oh, well, we'll just see what everybody's got, and not like a game that could be the pivotal one that puts them in the ground for this year.
Rob Rossi, Penguins insider, is going to join us in 15 minutes. He tweeted once the Jarry decision got made that he actually thinks there's a chance, because it's a back-to-back situation, game 5 if necessary tomorrow night. He thinks that if regardless of what the game looks like, how Jarry plays, if they win, there's a chance the Penguins go back to Murray for Game 5.
Do you want to see Pittsburgh burn? If Tristan Jarry comes in here tonight, or this afternoon, I should say, and stops like 33 out of 34 shots, and the Penguins win a workmanlike 3-1 or even 2-1 game, right, where it's Jarry who makes the difference, and then they go back to Matt Murray in Game 5, that'll be it. People are going to lose their minds, and rightly so. I hope to God Rossi is dead wrong about that, because if that were to come to pass, I might stroke out at that point. That might be it for me.
I'm not ready like everybody else is, though, and I guess everybody with the exception of Rob, and I'll lump myself in with him, Chris. I don't think it's a done deal that we've seen the last of Matt Murray with the Penguins, and I don't mean as much as he does, like short term, like they're doing a back-to-back and they're going to play two goaltenders over the next two games if we get to a Game 5. I mean, I think that there's still a decent chance he's with the Penguins for 2021-2022. Because,
why?
Because I don't really see, this will be a testament to how much general managers still value rings. I don't see a big market for the guy. There are already teams, if you just go team by team, there are so many teams that already have one big goalie contract on their roster as it is. So you're already dealing with a limited trade market of teams that would want him. Probably at most a half dozen teams. Then those teams have to be willing to give Matt Murray a sizable raise off of $3.75 million. They have to give the Penguins something substantive back in a trade. And they have to just, you know, swallow or ignore the idea that they're trading for a goaltender that is coming off a crappy regular season and got benched in the playoffs. But
you say how much do cups matter. I'm also looking at, like, body of work. The guy has been a proven big-game goalie, and I think GMs throughout the league could look at this as, like, a little burp on an otherwise solid resume that's got two championships. I'm not as inclined to say that they'll look at this season and the way these playoffs have gone and say, well, that's what Matt Murray is as a player, because sample size would tell us and accomplishments would tell us that this is more the outside the norm than the standard for him. And I know he's not been a great goalie in the regular season his whole career. He just hasn't been like some sparkling Vezina quality player. But I don't think it's going to be as hard to move him as maybe you think. And I think the Penguins view that as a necessity if they've got to retool this team.
Well, okay.
Like, even if they have to take minimal stuff in
Be the way they do it, because I think I don't see them getting. I don't see them getting a first-round pick back. I don't see them getting an NHL player who goes into their top six or their top four defensive pairings. I don't see that a huge prospect. I don't see that kind of player coming back in a deal. And we know how much Rutherford and Sullivan still like Matt Murray. I could see those guys with the salary cap staying static, not going down like we first thought, saying, you know what, let's just sign him to a one-year restricted deal for a marginal raise and run it back one more time with Jarry and Murray. I could see that. I don't think it's a fait accompli that he's done now.
All I'll say about the way that Rutherford and Sullivan view Murray is that it really matters what Rutherford thinks. We know that about him because he loves to say whatever he wants at whenever time he wants to. Rutherford took this job in 2014. Tristan Jarry was drafted in 2013 in the second round. And just remember, when Rutherford took the job, Matt Murray was not the ascendant goalie in their system. It was supposed to be Tristan Jarry succeeding Marc-Andre Fleury at some point in the future. And so I don't think Jim Rutherford has forgotten the fact that, yes, there was a rocket strapped to the back of Matt Murray's career starting in 2016, but that Tristan Jarry was still the more pedigreed prospect for multiple
but they
years
might keep him,
until that happened.
They might keep Murray for the reasons you pointed out for why a team might trade for him. Okay, no one's meeting our asking price. He does have clutch performances. This is just a burp, as you put it. He's not unrestricted, so we're only negotiating against ourselves here to keep him. We don't have to give him a Vasilevsky deal. We just have to give him one more year.
The realities of the game financially right now because of all this just make me feel like that is such a luxury item. If there is any real belief in Jarry, especially, like, to me, your situation is only plausible if Jarry goes in there tonight and just gets lit up in the way, or this afternoon, and is, like, totally overmatched by the moment. Like, one of those catastrophic type performances. I know that it's possible, but that's the only way I actually see your whole situation coming to pass. If Jarry plays well and plays well again and maybe like slides them through to the next round and is the reason why, I think Matt Murray's ticket, whether they get a good return or not, and I agree it probably won't be good, his ticket's as good as punched at that point.
Yeah, I think that that would be a scenario. I don't know if they would, you know, look at Jarry as, you know, the next great Penguins goaltender if he was just able to help them slide past the 24th team in this tournament. I mean, if he came in and he helped them,
he would save the day, though, in a pressure situation with two straight wins.
Right, but then if they got swept by, like, Boston in the next round, they're still, you know,
okay, but then how do you skin that cat? Like, what if they get swept by Boston and it's one of those sublime defensive efforts where you can clearly state that it is not the goalie's fault?
Okay, I mean, that again,
the how matters here is
sure
my
it does, but and that was my whole point in starting the conversation. I don't think it's a done deal that Murray is, you know, should already put a for sale sign outside of his house. And Rossi doesn't agree with that. He still thinks there's a chance Murray plays in this series, which is just bizarre to me. And I think quickly before we get to Rob, I think Jarry will be fine. I've got a lot of confidence in him. You ever hear him talk? He sounds like a cyborg. He's not somebody who, a guy with no personality. He sounds like Ben Cherington, actually. He's not somebody who I think is going to get too up or too down in the playoffs. I think he's got the perfect temperament for this. So, yeah, that's my take. All right. You good, Mulsey?
All I'll say is the worry about Jarry, and Sullivan addressed this with the practice habits quote, if you're trying to project his game today, the worry about him coming up when he hadn't broken through yet and Murray was already there was that you'd get 58 unbelievable minutes from him in the AHL and then 2 minutes that made you scratch your head and were sometimes enough for him to lose games. That's all I'll say.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.